great.
And that, maybe, under public comment, should we talk about the loans real quick? I guess I'll have the executive session thing I want to talk to you about.
But we could do that.
Then you just be like,
yep.
Just see if any questions are out of the way.
Do you want to do it right, yeah, right after the public comment?
If that's all right with you.
That's fine with me. Got kid things to do, that's more important.
I know, last time I had a funeral to go to, I promise, one of these I'll stay, I promise.
Sure, keep threatening.
I was prepared at 11 a.m. to stay all day.
Did somebody just join us?
Yes, I did.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, you.
Hello.
Other Dave. Very confusing.
Well, probably could start, correct?
I believe so.
All right, call the meeting to order. Bob Williams here.
David Knapp here.
Bob Grace here.
And Christy by phone and Dave by phone, correct?
Yeah, thank you. Correct.
That's right, yep.
All righty, Shelley, you all set for us with the recording?
I'm all set.
All set, okay.
Thank you.
Probably want to go straight into, you have the terms of office that you looked up before?
I do, yeah. Okay.
Yes?
We need an executive session for legal.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Yep. We're going to get through some things because people have to leave, then we're going to get right into that.
So in your packet, I gave you an updated term of office. There was some craziness with some of the things that I had found from before, and I took some of that information, and I know that Dave Dearborn thought that he was going to be done next year. Well, it's really Christy that's going to be done next year. I confirmed it all with Joanne at the city. So you do have that in your packet. So next year, Bob's term is up, 2024, Christy, 2025 would be Dave Dearborn, 2026 is David Knapp, and then 2027 would be Bob Williams. So I just wanted to put that out there, make sure that everybody was clear on what your term actually is.
Thank you for doing that research.
Yep.
Hey, Shelley?
Yes, sir?
My home phone number, I no longer have that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to push a couple other things through. I think you want to go with Dave Ploss?
Is there public comment?
Is there any public comment? Yeah. Any public comment? Yeah. Since there's nobody here, which would you like? Do you want to go, Dave,
either,
first?
Either of them is fine, yeah. Do you want to go ahead and give your facility report?
Well, we have... a handful of things going through, and the one would be we need to call in equipment for 911. As far as I know, that's, you've got that handled. We're in the security system, the cameras, and that's off my desk too. So.
We'll make a recommendation for who to select the candidate. We're going to recommend Canada to security for camera system replacement. And then the fire, what do you call that? Call box.
Yeah.
A call box.
Yeah.
It was a relatively minor amount of money, so I didn't think you needed a vote on it necessarily.
Well, that Gamwell system was eliminated in Corrine, and we never did anything. I wasn't aware that that was a problem at the time, but I thought we were still having a call in, but we don't. We have the AC replacement for Puck. We have two bids right now. One's quite a bit more than the other. Both of them followed fairly close to the scope of work. Both of them have a little bit extra on it. So. We have, well, just one. Yeah. We have one through Spader, and we have one through Rabe. that have come through. We're waiting on Scobell. I understand he's having family problems. Mother's having to move his mother into a facility. Flick was supposed to have a bid here today, and it didn't happen. That's where we land.
Yeah, what are we doing there, Dave?
That, there's a...
An air conditioner or something?
Yeah, there's a rooftop unit. It's out in the courtyard there by Puck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been having a lot of problems.
Is that heat as well, or is it just air?
Well, it's HVAC. Air right now, but we're putting in gas, too, for heat.
Are we still reusing...
One of ours?
Or?
No.
Okay. It's probably best.
Yeah. Well, I was told by Ray, he said that there's parts already that are obsolete on one we have, so...
It really doesn't reduce the costs. It's counterintuitive. You'd think you have one sitting there that's practically new, meaning unused, but not new.
Yeah, right. You're looking at probably another $20,000-$25,000 more to go with a new unit.
Exactly.
With a warranty.
Right.
And that falls under our responsibility on the lease?
Yeah. It's not specific for them. I mean, it is, but only because it's not for their production or anything. You're still going up to, was it a 17 ton?
17 and a half, yeah. We have the compactor supposed to be coming in the end of January. We still have a little bit of prep work for them, but until they show up and tell us exactly what they want done.
Is that for Enterprise Place?
That's for One Plastics.
Oh, Plastics, right.
Yeah, that's...
That's from that grant.
It's what?
It's from the grant money that we got.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing the tractor, the compactor.
Oh, okay.
There was like five things.
Okay. I didn't realize they had one there. Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions from anyone on the phone or here? All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for coming in.
Yep, thank you.
Wait until January.
All right. And you wanted to move the Drake and Maker loans up with Bobby Joe? So
or at least have her explain it.
So if you have questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start with Casey's Ice Cream LLC. They're looking for a loan of $70,000 to expand their Casey's Express location downtown here. Currently, there are three storefront spaces. Buzz Hammond Rentals is in one, Fairchild's is in the middle, and then we have Casey's Express on the end. Casey's Express will be expanding into Fairchild's. Buzz Hammond Rentals is moving out of that office by the first of the year, and Fairchild's will be moving into Buzz Hammond's office. And he will be renovating Fairchild's office along with expanding his dining room into Fairchild's old office. So he's looking at $70,000 over 10 years at a 4.75% interest rate. As collateral, we have personal guarantees and also first lien position on Casey's Express building, which is located 130 through 134 North Center Street. Review loan, obviously, recommended for approval.
What was the big, when I know somebody might, the first thing I would look at is the profit and loss for the three-year trends of why it had such a huge jump in revenues, with the expenses being under the year before in 2021. What was that brought up on the loan board? Anybody?
It was not, no.
That just seems like a huge jump when it was losing to go to that. That'd be my one question. But is that going to maintain the same? Is does seem odd to anybody else that their expenses went down and their revenues went up that much.
Yeah, it looks strange, but there's a lot of strange things happening these days.
Yeah, it just is odd that the expenses went down.
Yeah.
But you look at the jump in revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to revenue.
Yeah.
So what changed?
You had mentioned 475. It's got 375 on our sheet here.
I'm sorry, say that again? The 475%?
The interest rate.
Oh, yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I had it on the, I quoted him at the 375 back in October before we changed the rate. I apologize about that.
So it is a 375? Okay. All right. Any other questions before somebody makes a motion?
Sorry, it's 375?
We quoted them way back in October.
Yeah. Okay. I'll abstain from this one.
Because you rent them? Okay. Motion, anyone? Kirsty, Dave?
I'll move.
Yes, I'll make a motion.
Second.
Second by Bob Grace. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
And then Dave abstained. Okay. Next one.
Next one is S&J Real Estate Holdings, LLC. This is Steve Drake, who has recently purchased the West Smith Street Plaza. He's requesting a loan for renovations and improvements to the building. Currently, he has a flex rate line of credit of $350,000. Funds from the RDA loan will be used to pay off that balance, along with improvements made to HVAC units, flooring, and windows of the West Smith Street Plaza to make it a more desirable rental space. S&J Real Estate Holdings also purchased Meerhoff's furniture with the intention of moving the store into the plaza by January 1st of this year. Drake has already started improvements on the building with the flooring and everything. So the requested loan amount is $550,000 over 10 years, and that one is at a 4.75% interest rate. The collateral he's putting up, we have first lien position on Shawnee Village and the car lot property with the rental of the car lots and all the rentals on the trailer park. We have personal guarantees from Steve and Jennifer Drake.
It's not often we have something this big, but at the same time, we often don't have this kind of an impactful project. I mean, those facilities are...
We also have Nick Heil that is applying for a loan. As soon as this one is approved, it'll be ready to go. He is looking to put in a climate-controlled storage unit where the old Grade A building was. Him and Steve have already worked that out.
Which building?
Where the old, I believe.
It's on the end, it'd be the far end, closest towards Little Caesars.
The old Rite Aid?
There used to be a Rite Aid right there.
Okay.
So it's 6,000 square feet, but don't quote me on that. I believe that's how much it is. But yeah, Nick has submitted his loan and everything, and he's ready to go with that as soon as this one's ready.
So that may happen.
Did you say?
Yes.
How much Nick's loan was for?
$155,000.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just to be clear, we're not voting on that one today.
Yeah,
no, that one's
just
not ready quite
that's
yet.
That's just coming in with this going.
Did Drake buy the Meerhoff property, the building?
He did not, no. Center Street property, no, he did
just
not.
Just bought the business.
Just the business, yep.
Yeah, with
and all the
that,
furnishings and everything.
This is going to be a good project, and he's the right guy for it.
Yep. He's already looking for other renters, too. He already has three other possibilities with that in Salt Lake.
And it's been such an eyesore anyways, and any improvement to that's going to help with.
Do you remember?
Steve had it for a while.
Long
did
time.
They?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Steve Drake said Family Dollar was the only one in it for 17 years. I didn't realize it was that long.
Wow.
So Save-A-Lot moved out.
And when Save-A-Lot moved out, they poured concrete and bought everything in the floor. It was a debacle.
I stopped and the floors are terrible.
Yeah.
That's what he said. It's almost $75,000 just to do the floors, and rental machine equipment's $50,000 of that, and he's doing all the labor himself.
Yeah, so that's definitely improvement for taxes and stuff down the line, especially for the things that are going down. Any other questions on that? Can I hear a motion?
Motion.
Motion by David Knapp. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
The Dave and Dave Show. All right. All in favor?
Dave.
Aye.
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 Those opposed? All right. Now, would you like to go through before we go to the executive? Or
yeah, let's get the minutes and the financials.
The minutes and the financials that'll go to. Okay.
We can stay.
We're good.
Okay.
Yep.
Plenty of time.
All right. The first thing sure. Executive and
yep.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Any questions on the minutes?
We have minutes from the annual meeting and minutes from the regular meeting. Just
so there's two.
There's two. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we probably have to go one at a time. There's no questions on the annual meeting.
Move they be accepted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
All right. And then on the next meeting, any questions, comments, feedback? Have a motion for those.
So move.
So move.
Second.
Second.
All right.
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All righty. Tammy.
Okay. So on your balance sheet, as of November 30th, the total checking and savings accounts is $4,807,943. Our total current assets are $9,705,262. We have fixed assets of $2,120,644, other assets of $140,896. That gives us a total assets of $11,966,803. Our liabilities are $74,059. Our equity is $11,892,744. Total liabilities and equity, $11,966,804. On your P&L for the month of November, we had total income of $133,538. We had expenses of $94,663, so we had a profit of $38,874. Now, in there, we had received some rent that had been late and some utility incomes that had been late, so that's why there's a big difference in those two items. And the equipment, I had we purchased the tractor and the seal coat sealer, and then again, that's from the RBAG grant, so we'll be getting reimbursed for those. For the period of January through November, we have total income of $977,994, expenses of $954,929. So as of the end of November, we have a profit of $23,065. Any questions on the P&L? The next few pages is just your check detail, the checks that were written for the month of November. In the minutes. We've all discussed it and said it was okay, but we never had it in the minutes. So the parking lot was almost $16,000, but they were able to cover the almost six. So I only had to move $10,000 over to SEVA for the parking lot. And right. Then that will offset us with our rent. It gives us more free rent.
Free.
Free as in loosely. Prepaid rent, yes. Prepaid rent. Correct.
And I am tracking that in Excel too, so. Now, on your aging report, I know it kind of looks ugly, but it really isn't. The U.S. Post Office cannot find us. The end of November, I received like, what was it, 24 pieces of mail, and we were late. We're late on a bunch of stuff because there's been this big fiasco going
on. And I've done 12 change of address forms now. 12.
So,
and they still can't find us.
When December rolled around, I received some of these. So, and I made notes on the ones that I did receive. I do need some guidance on one of those that we discussed last month. It had matured in September 22. There's a balance of $1,266.59. I called them in November. They were promised to get me a check, and it still has not been received. And I know my address, so that one should come. So I don't know where we go from there. It does have a mortgage on there. I don't know if somebody else should try calling, because I was calling every month. Hey, it's me. Any ideas?
Which one are you talking about, Tammy?
Corey Pete. Okay.
Certified letter.
Okay.
What's the recommendation?
We can get that done. Who should sign the certified letter? Do we want Ben to sign it? Okay.
What is it got to be signed?
Okay.
Yep.
We'll work on that and we'll get that out.
Yeah, because you want some type of record with that, stating that you're making that attempt.
Yeah, because I made, like I said, I call every month, so that there's really no record of that. So.
Yeah, this is the wake up call, and it's really not that much. You would think they'd just get it done.
Yeah, they paid her almost all the way off, and then right at the end, stop paying.
And then I will also, because that balance was as 11/18 when I spoke to them. I will add the accrued interest from
them,
and I'll give them like a seven more days after that of interest added on.
Okay. Yeah, but that at least gets it out there and gives us some type of paperwork. It is odd that they waited to the last.
Right.
Hard time of year too.
Yeah.
If it was March or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand, but.
Yeah, you would think they'd want that cleared and rectified, but.
Okay,
perfect. Is there any other ones on here, Tammy, that.
No, everybody else, I've sent the emails, I've got responses, and like I said, some of them we received. It was just late because of the lovely mail.
So. When you go to move the approval of the check register, the check detail, I would guess I would just ask that the understanding be that we are loaning that $10,000 to
SEBA,
so we don't strike one agenda item off. That's all right.
Any other questions for me?
Alrighty, so then we need a motion stating that we're also putting in the $10,000 loan to SEBA, correct? Within this,
at least approving as presented.
Yeah, that would probably
approve with the understanding $10,000 of which is actually a loan. Right.
Okay. Any motion?
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All righty. Now, without further ado, we need to go into executive session.
Do you want to do the PMRS update before we do that? Go in executive?
No, I kind of want to get into this. Yeah, I want to get into this.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, let's get into the executive session in regard to personnel and also for some legal counsel at that time on a couple items.
And we're supposed to be done.